This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. What you're going to be listening to today is part two of a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago entitled The False Prophet. It's a look at Revelation chapter 13, looking at this man who it says he has two horns like a lamb, but he speaks as a dragon. And it's a look at the terrifying false wonders and miracles this man is going to be able to do. As we see, it says he's got the power to call fire down out of heaven. Something that hasn't been done since the days of Elijah. That's what we're going to be looking at here today. I also want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock, where we are in the middle. Actually, we just started last week a brand new study in this very same book, the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 1. We're still setting the groundwork here. We're getting into chapter 1. You are invited tonight. Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. For more info, you can write me, Paul, at WMIEFM.com. This is part two now of this message. Awesome scripture verses here. It's awesome. It's an astounding thing to think that this very well could take place in your lifetime. This Antichrist and false prophet. We're focusing on the false prophet today. This is part two of this message now that I call Son of Deceiver, the false prophet.
Good news. You can spend eternity in heaven today by receiving Jesus Christ. That's good news. For someone to tell you that you don't have to do that to get into heaven, false prophet. I don't care who you are, Pope. I don't care who you are. There's only one way, right? There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. It's Jesus Christ. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's one way to salvation. It's in the name of Jesus. Let me move on. Some leaders I see get on the TV and say there is no hell. And the guy who wrote a book about it, Love Wins, forget the guy's name now, wrote a book and says, oh, hell, that's old school stuff. Don't believe in that. There's no such thing as hell. I just read the verse to you, didn't I? He deceives those who receive the mark of the beast. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. As a trivia question for you, too. Who were the first two members of the lake of fire? The guy we looked at last week, Antichrist, and the guy we're looking at here today, the false prophet. They're the first two guys in there. And they're going to be in there waiting for everyone else, too. Saying, come on in. If what you hear is a compromising voice telling you to wink at sin, leading you to change your beliefs, to update your belief system? That's what the New York Times is writing. They're demanding the Bible be rewritten to update it to today's times. You will know them by their fruits. Verse 12. We're in Revelation chapter 13. says he exercises all the power
or authority,
all the power of the first beast before him. And he causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Okay, now today I want to talk about what I left unsaid last week. This verse gives us a better understanding of something from last week. Now the text, verse 3 from last week, said that one of his heads was wounded and then healed. And as a result, people were going to be amazed and worship this guy. Remember that last week? Now today here in verse 12, this man is going to apparently die and then come back to life again. Or as I believe that the Antichrist is already dead. I think he's already lived. I think he's a supernatural person, not just a regular run-of-the-mill man. Again, the last half of verse 12. He causes the earth and those that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Think about it. I mean, what would you do if you saw today, let's say, John F. Kennedy? What would you do if you saw him today? You'd probably marvel, right? What would you do if you saw Osama bin Laden today? I mean, here's one even who comes out of the sea, whose mortal head wound would be healed. What would you do if you saw these guys? And the guy gets up and says to you, all right, I've been to the other side, and I'm back to tell you about it. And watch this guy right here. He's going to authenticate everything I've said to you. That's how this stuff's going to go down here. Maybe it's someone that's already died. I don't know. Maybe it's someone that dies right in front of them. I don't know. The guy's going to recover from a mortal head wound and say something like, I've been to the other side. People write books today and say that. They're best sellers. People who die and go to the other side and come back and say there is no hell, there's any way to get there, God's a good old guy, you know, the same old muck, and sell millions of copies. My point is how easily people are deceived. And with that in mind is verse 13. In the first of two miracles, he doeth great wonders, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. All right, miracle number one, fire from heaven. Not since Elijah has this been done. If you got a good Bible, a reference Bible, you'll notice right there next to this verse, it says 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38, or 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. Do you see that in your Bible? It's because this is the last time that this has happened. The man who did it, what's his name? Elijah. Now, keep in mind that right down the Jerusalem Turnpike, exit 14C on the Jerusalem Turnpike, right over here, are the two witnesses. And one of those is going to be who, maybe, perhaps?
Elijah.
Over here you've got Elijah. Let me ask a question. What happens if this guy says he is Elijah? Over here you got Elijah. And over here you got Elijah. On the earth at the same time. And here's the difference between the two. This fake one over here is going to point to the Word of God to authenticate who he is. Not the real one, the fake one. He's going to point to Malachi chapter 4, verse 5. And he's going to say to you, let's turn there and see what it says. Last words recorded by God, important to all the Jews, keep in mind. The last words recorded by God in the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." Wow. All you need is Gary Moore. Remember who Gary Moore was? What's the old TV show? You remember? No, to tell the truth. Will the real Elijah please stand? Will the real Elijah please stand up? You know, what an awesome time to be alive. It really is. If I leave this world, I go to my grave believing and preaching and sharing with you, with everyone that I know, that I believe this is happening in our lifetime. From Roy Edwards to Spencer, the youngest member of this church, I believe this is happening in our lifetime. Will the real Elijah please stand up? What a scene this is going to be. And an exciting time to be alive. But I'll leave that where it is for now. Miracle number one, fire from heaven. All right, verse 14. Did you know at Passover that the Jews still leave their doors open? You know why they do that? Waiting for Elijah. They leave a door open at Passover waiting for Elijah to come back. And Elijah will come back. Now, these are the words of Christ, not mine. Elijah will come back. Elijah truly is coming back and will restore all things, he says. Their doors are open, waiting for Elijah. And I'm worried about this deception. Because you got one, the real Elijah over here is preaching Christ. What happens the last time they preached Christ? They got strung up on a cross. And you'll have this one over here doing the same things Elijah did, calling fire down out of heaven. Lord only knows how many people are going to be deceived at this. That's miracle number one. Verse 14, he deceives those that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound of the sword and did live, or came to life, be better.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Where you are is where I'm home. If knowing